This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Follow away, I fall away. That is a song called Fall Away from Sugluk. And this is a group that formed in the early 70s as well. And this was a re-release that came out in 2014. They were a rock band from northern Quebec and sang in Inuk and English. And here's an interesting tidbit. Alessipe, who is graced the cover of the Spotify Indigenous playlist a couple of times and is a wonderful artist in her own right, is the niece of one of the members of this group and performed with them when she was really young. Very cool stuff. Edward Bear, before that, with Last Song, they won a Juno Award for this particular track. They were a band that was formed from 1966 to 74, and once they won the Juno for Outstanding Performance of a Vocal Group, it was because of the song, and it is part of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, called Last Dance. We've got something from Exit. It's a track called Color Nature Gone, and they were a Native American rock and roll group that was from the early 70s as well, as everything that you're hearing today is. But they released some great records, just two, on the Rare Earth label. And Rare Earth is another group that you should definitely check out. Here is Exit with Color Nature Gone, right here on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We'll be right back.
That is the soul funk R&B stylings of the Isley Brothers. Certainly influenced by the Impressions, that song has gone on to be sampled by pretty much every genre there is. And you can hear it on commercials, you can hear it everywhere. It's just one of those jams. The Isley Brothers also are credited with being one of those funk bands who took funk into the mainstream. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host. We've got more music coming up. We've got something from Sikkimut, and they are a group that came out in 1976, and their recordings are on CBC North Service Recordings, which I find highly interesting because a lot of the recordings from Indigenous people at that time in that area, like Northern Quebec or Northern Ontario, were documented by the CBC. We also have Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, with a song, another tune that turns 50 this year. And she is the first artist to win the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in two consecutive years. She won it for Killing Me Softly, and the year previous to that, The First Time I Ever Did See Your Face. That is Roberta Flack coming up on the show shortly. Let's get things rocking with the originator himself, Link Wray, someone who has influenced everyone from Jimmy Page to The Edge to Jack White. If you check out their documentary, they really heavily talk about Link Wray, an American, Native American guitar player who placed number 45 on the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. Here's Link Wray with Loudy Miss Cloudy on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Seek a mirror, bing on elemagico, litany, elon litany, haho evil. Seek a mirror, bing on elemagico, seek a mirror, haho evil, haho evil.
I want to show my continued appreciation to our national sponsor, Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
This is Bird Note. The Santa Marta saberwing is a hummingbird species so rare, they've only been documented twice in recent years. Native to the mountains of Colombia, they're part of the hummingbird group called emeralds for their luminous green feathers. Officially described in 1946, no one reported another sighting until 2010. Then the saberwing went missing for years. They became one of more than 150 bird species considered lost. Not yet extinct, but missing, eluding every attempt to find them. Then, in 2022, a researcher named Jürgen Vega was studying the birds of a mountain range called the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta. He spotted an unusual, large hummingbird. The bird stuck around long enough for a photo, and the Santa Marta saberwing was lost no more. This bird was a male with a vibrant blue throat. In previous centuries, the species was probably common, but most of the forests where they live have been destroyed or fragmented, leading to declines in this species and many others. Biologists are now trying to understand the size and location of the saberwing's remaining populations. Learn more about lost birds and efforts to find them on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.C.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.